controlling time and increasing your speed. Some of the great benefits of this program, obviously the health benefits, but there's also some unique benefits you're going to get. Part of it is controlling time or slowing down time and increasing your speed. Actually, both of these topics are kind of intermingled in the fact of how you're going to increase your ability to speed up for either martial arts, sports, or other activities that are out there. And controlling the time element by creating and making it look like you're actually moving faster than maybe you are. How are you going to attain some of these? If you look in the booklet, we go into a little bit about the time control and some of the exercises. There's probably a lot more that you can learn about this type of concept. And again, this is another one we're gonna recommend that you call us on, and we can go into a little more detail. But basically what you're doing is you're creating, as you're doing the exercises, you're creating this chi energy around you. Again, the chi energy is not something that you're just creating so that you can expel it from your body to either move or to pull things back towards you, you know, repel or to attract things to you. But it's also creating and increasing a chi flow that's entirely around your body at all times. As you get the breath control down, you start to be able to use it in many different ways. And using it for the speed, you're going to increase your speed a couple different ways. Blood washing is one of the best exercises in order to increase your speed for athletic and athletic programs, martial arts, whatever. Because you're going to do different speeds within the blood washing, it is increasing your natural speed because it's increasing the speed of the energy, the blood flow, and everything that you're doing in that clockwise pattern. Again, I always reference the Advanced Chi video so that you can go and see exactly how that's done. And there's different speeds that you can do in the blood washing in order to increase that speed. It's going to naturally increase your speed without you really even noticing it. I mean, there's many students that will call us up and say, hey, I've been doing the blood washing, or I've just increased my speed. I was sparring the other day, and all of a sudden I can get in on people where before I couldn't do that. Well, we'll say to them, how much blood washing are you doing? And they'll say, well, hey, I'm doing 25 minutes a day. Well, the blood washing, chances are, is a direct result of that increase in speed. Again, it's not something that you're actually manipulating where you're actually saying, hey, I'm going to go out there and be faster. It's just something that naturally happens by doing the blood washing. That's one way to increase the speed. The other way is by actually increasing the chi, putting enough of a chi belt out there in terms of a wave of chi in the situation that you're looking to control. Specifically, I like to go back to a sparring situation because as you move that chi around somebody, you're actually slowing them down. And again, when you talk about controlling time, a lot of people look at, you know, when they hear the word controlling time, it sounds extremely bizarre. You know, how can you control time? Really what you're doing is you're controlling the reaction time. You're actually slowing things down just momentarily enough so that you can actually do what you're looking to accomplish. Now, obviously, with the more training, the better off you're going to get with that. Are you going to be able to do that the first day that you're doing the training? Probably not. Again, you could do it. I mean, there's nothing saying that you can't do it. But again, we like to let you know that you usually have to hone these techniques down before you just get them down. But it's just it's a factor of how much chi pressure you're putting out there that you can actually manipulate the time issue. Now, again, you're not manipulating time in the beginning. It's going to take years of training before you can manipulate it to the point where you can get many seconds. In the beginning, it's just 1 or 2 seconds that you're able to manipulate. But keep in mind that, again, I always come back to a context of sparring. It's only a 1 or 2 second gap that you need in order to get in on an opponent. It's only a 1 or 2 second gap that you need in order to freeze that person just for that momentary period of time to be able to get in on them. The same thing's true with any other type of controlling the time issue, is you're putting enough chi out there. Okay, and again, call us for specifics on how to control the chi so that you can do this, but it's really putting enough chi out there so you can just slow things down just enough so that you can go in and do what you want. Now, of course, at advanced levels, you can be able to manipulate the situation much further and do some really amazing abilities. Again, check with us on that, and we can again, go into more detail on how you do that. But by doing the exercises continually, specifically the blood washing, you're going to get faster than you ever have before just by utilizing these simple yet effective exercises.